Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And this past Sunday, we began our new teaching series called Forgiven. And the big idea for this past week's message at our Westerville campus was that we can't appreciate the good news of the gospel until we understand the bad news of our sin. And so here's the bad news that we have to understand as Christians. In Romans 3, chapter 3, verse 23, Paul says this, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." You see, the problem isn't just that we do bad things. And the problem isn't that we just mess up or make mistakes from time to time. The problem is that we are sinners, that there is something deeply broken and flawed inside each of us. In fact, the Bible tells us that there is no one righteous, not even one, that there's no one who seeks God, that all have turned away from him. And so what does the Bible say we deserve because of our sin, that we deserve because we've fallen short of the glory of God? Well, Paul goes on to write this in Romans chapter 6. He says that for the wages of sin is death. The wages, meaning the consequence for our sin, is death. And not just physical death, where we die at the end of our life, but spiritual death, where we are separated from God for eternity and experience his judgment in hell. And look, I know a lot of people struggle with the idea of hell. They struggle with the idea that someone would go to hell and be punished for eternity because of their sin. Oftentimes people will ask, you know, why is the punishment so severe? Like, is it really fair that someone should be punished forever because of their sin? You see, the punishment is severe because of who we have sinned against. When we sin, we're not just sinning against the person that we have wronged or offended. We're ultimately sinning against God and his law, which is holy and perfect. And the punishment for our sin is proportionate to the value and the worth of the thing that is offended. And God's glory is the most valuable and precious thing in existence. It is of infinite value and infinite worth. Therefore, crimes committed against God, offenses committed against God's law, are deserving of an infinite punishment. But many people will then ask, well, why can't God just get over it? Why can't God just let it go and forget about it? It's because God is not just holy, but he is also just. And if God were to simply let our sin go without any punishment, he would no longer be just. Sin has to be accounted for. Someone has to pay the price for the offense. And listen, we don't want a God who just overlooks sin. We don't want a God who acts like sin is not a big deal. We want a God who deals with the injustice that we see in our world. We want a God who holds people accountable for their actions. The issue, the challenge, is that we are part of that problem because we are the ones who have sinned. And our sin has to be dealt with. Our debt that we have racked up towards God has to be paid. And so that's the bad news. But here's the good news of the gospel. Because God so loved us, he absorbed the cost of our sin at his own personal expense. 2,000 years ago, God stepped into our mess and into our brokenness by sending his son Jesus. And Jesus lived the life that you and I are unable to live. He perfectly kept God's law. There was no sin or darkness in him, which made him the perfect sacrifice to die in our place. You see, the gospel can be summarized this way. It's Jesus in my place. Jesus in my place. Jesus received what you and I deserve, which is judgment and punishment and death, so that you and I can receive what Jesus deserved, which is righteousness and eternal life. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. And for those of us who have placed our faith and our trust in Jesus for our salvation, who have had or received God's forgiveness. Paul tells us in Romans 8 that for those of us who have trusted in Christ, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ, meaning that we no longer stand condemned or guilty before God, but we have been forgiven and we have been set free. And so the question I would love to leave you with today is, are you walking in that freedom? Are you walking in that victory? The fact that you have been set free from your guilt and your condemnation that you faced. You see, we have to remind ourselves daily of the good news of the gospel, that while we were still sinners, while we still owed God a debt, Christ died for us. And so I'd love to take a moment to pray for you and then give you an opportunity to pray as well. And so God, we come before you today thanking you for your grace, thanking you for your mercy, that while we were separated from you, while we owed you a debt that we could never repay, God, you sent your son Jesus in our place. Thank you, God, for paying the price at your own personal expense, by putting your judgment and your punishment on your son Jesus so that we can be declared as righteous and forgiven and free. And so God, help us to walk in that freedom and in that victory today. It's in the name of Jesus that we ask these things and that we pray. Amen.